anything that's just real good for growing stuff, you'd say, boy, that soil's really
fertile.
And if you were talking about the kind of, well, the flat, low-lying land kind of along a stream, you call that?
Bottom land.
And what about land that just has water standing on it most all the time?
Well, we call it a swamp.
Did they have that much around here?
Well, there's some natural ponds around here.
There are.
But not very many. And then they do go dry. Let me see. I know where this. I believe it's two.
Mm-hmm.
Two that's back this direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's natural ponds down here. There's one natural pond down here on this. Lake Shepherd Springs, but it goes dry and no fish in it. Just when it's up, why, the frogs is in it plentiful. But when it goes dry, there ain't nothing in it, only just mud.
Yeah.
Just old mud, and sometimes it gets dry enough that it parches.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then there's a big, we called it the Looper Swag. It was a big old swag and noise.
I never heard of a swag. What's a swag?
Well, a swag is a place.
You
want
to draw on him this?
I can draw it on her paper. It'd be like this. Come around like this,
mm-hmm.
and like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a. Down in here, you see,
mm-hmm.
it's low down in there, it comes right down like this,
mm-hmm.
all down in there. And, it'd get the water in there, I guess it'd get that deep.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's one of them in this country that's been tore up, that if it'd been on my place, nobody could have got me to have that tore up for $5,000. It was a natural pond, and all that he had to done would went in there and cleaned out the mud
mm-hmm.
when it did get low.
Mm-hmm.
Just went in there and cleaned that out, and he could have dug that about 15 or 20 foot,
mm-hmm.
pushed it out, made a levee around there, and it was a natural.
It was
just natural.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was to ever be able to get a hold of the property, I'd put it back.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put it back,
mm-hmm.
just like it was as near as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But he dug a trench way down deep like that,
mm-hmm.
and as wide as that right there, I guess, or wider. And I wouldn't have that done for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got big old pretty rocks around it, stands up here, way up like that, all the way around it, near it in. And they've rolled off of a big mountain,
mm-hmm.
them rocks did, this big bluff,
mm-hmm.
up above it like that on that hill. And them are rolled down that mountain there. It's like the world how they roll down there. And they're just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and what a field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if you were talking about the kind of soil that was sandy soil.
Nah, we always just called it sandy loam.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ever called it.
And what about a rich black soil?
Now that's it all, they just call it black soil.
And what about the kind of that sticky kind of
clay?
Clay, yeah.
I guess that's like that Georgia sunset.
Red?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of any kind of soil called gumbo?
Yeah, that's in Texas. And if you ever get out there in Texas and get on one of them dirt roads after rain, you know what they mean by gumbo.
Is it you get stuck in it?